from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm an alcoholic. I did not leave my name with the secretary for to be called as a 10-minute speaker. I did not volunteer for this. I don't say no to AA requests, so I'm here. I absolutely hate doing this. I don't have an original story. It starts like most of you guys is probably. You know, I was performing sexual acts on old men for beer money. You know, like we do. 16, homeless, you know, in front of the Chi-Chi Club downtown, you know, 13th and Broadway. An older gentleman, he must have been 17, taught me how to nod at the cars as they went by. Yeah, I need money. And so that's kind of how, that's where I wound up. I started drinking when I was 10. I never had a sip of alcohol that didn't wind up in a blackout. I'm a blackout drinker. I drink until I'm drunk, I pass out, and I time travel. It's like, how did I get here? Who are you? And what are we doing? And I like that. It's an adventure. Hey, Larry. Larry comes into the story later, and if you know Larry, that's not good news. So I'm 18, finally made it to 18, and hit my bottom. Came to Alcoholics Anonymous. Hey, Tim. And Alcoholics Anonymous was the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, I got my life together. I went to meetings, sponsored a bunch of guys. World Convention was here in 94, 95, I don't remember. Yeah. I was co-chair for housing, which meant people that didn't speak English showed up from Portugal going, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't know, and there's your house. Go, have fun. And, you know, very active in Alcoholics Anonymous. I came in, a high school dropout, no real goals, no potential. And through AA, got my two associates, and a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, became a doctor, and got a license to practice and went to work for the state of California, Department of Corrections, where I've seen some of you. And I still remember the orange jumper and the number on the back and why are you here? And 8 years for running from the cops, was it on the TV? That's why you're here. So if you were at Corcoran or San Quentin or one of the reception centers, I probably saw you. And so 23 years sober. I'm in Delano, which is a lovely part of California, if you're into cows. I'm really not into cows. And but the thing about Central Valley is they say, oh, we'd like to build a prison, and no one's there to protest, so they build a prison. They try and build it in La Jolla, and they're like, no, we don't think so. So there's a lot of prisons in the Central Valley. So I'm there. I'm not going to meetings because I'm 23 years sober, don't you know? I got sober when I was a teenager, and I'm a doctor now, and I have a Jaguar and a penthouse in San Francisco, and six-figure income, and I'm a bit different. Most of my friends that got sober when they were 18 aren't going to meetings either, and I'm driving along one day, and it suddenly occurred to me that it'd be a good idea to have a drink. Why not? I'm a different person now. I really am. Not in front of the Chi-Chi Club, that's for sure. You know, that person's dead. I don't even know that person anymore. It's not me. I never did that. And so I did. I drank, and I blacked out, and I totaled a car, and called the insurance and said, you know, I think I might have hit something last night on the freeway. And they came and looked at the car and went, dude, that's totaled. And so I got another car, and this time I blacked out, and I got in the car on the 99 going towards Visalia, not a good direction to go at any time. And and I hit a semi head-on on the freeway going the wrong way and almost killed the driver of the semi. So the Department of Corrections really frowns on his employees getting double felonies. So I resigned and before they could fire me. And the Medical Board of California caught up with me and put my license on probation. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to go back to AA because AA works. It works really well. I know it works. It worked for a long time for me. And so I came back to San Diego and thought, I'm going to get sober. I'm going to go to AA. And I would go to meetings, and I'd be in a meeting just like this. And someone would mention a specific kind of alcohol, and I won't do that to you. But they would mention it. Doesn't matter what it was, and I could taste it. And I would be up out of my chair and out that fucking door and getting a bottle. And this went on for 4 years. And I went to Sally. And I went to Larry's. Finally wound up at Larry's floor. Now, if you don't know Larry Marlin, I've known Larry for 25 years, and because I went to the Midnight Meeting pretty regularly when I was in San Diego. And the last place and the last person I thought I'd end up with is Larry's floor in the kitchen next to the dining room table on the floor, literally, with a sleeping mat, trying to get sober. And Larry would take me to meetings. And we went to meetings, a lot of meetings, 3 or 4 meetings a day. And still, for 4 years, I was a newcomer, you know, praying every day, trying different sponsors. This is a gift. That's what I learned. This is a gift. I don't get it when I decide to get it. I don't get it when it's a cool sobriety date. I don't get it on Christmas or New Year's so I can say, oh, my sobriety date is New Year's. It's so cool. This is a gift. And when it finally took, and next week will be 5 years, thank you very much, Larry, I held on to it, and I held on to it. And I think what I learned through all this was that Alcoholics Anonymous and alcoholism is not a sprint coast kind of thing. I love sprinting. I want to sprint. I want to work my ass off for 6 months and then coast for 2 years. And I will work really, really hard so that I can coast for a little while, just a little while, just a few days. And this is a one day at a time. What I do today is what matters. What I did yesterday doesn't fucking count kind of thing. I'm not too smart for AA because that was part of it too. You know, I don't have it all figured out. I wasn't too young when I got sober. I know plenty of people who got sober younger than I did who are still sober. And what it's like today is I have 2 minutes. I could do 2 minutes on why you need to put more than a fucking dollar in the goddamn basket. Really? A dollar? In 1983, we were putting a dollar in the basket. AA will cease to exist in 2018 if we don't kick up the donations, people. The suggested donation is the cost of your last drink. And I don't care if that was 10 years ago. That's still more than a dollar. You know what I mean? So the other thing I want to say is my life is really good today when I stop and think about it. When I call my sponsor in the morning, I'm just complaining about the stuff that is embarrassing. I would be embarrassed to complain about it to you. My life is amazing and full and beyond my wildest dreams. But it always has been. That's what AA gives us. And it's not the material things. Those are good too. But it's the fact that I don't need to take a drink today to feel okay. I'm okay. And I don't need a drink. Thank you.